cry. I love it when we can take care of homeowners like Darlene who are concerned whether or not they've been treated fairly or not. Certainly sounds like Darlene was being treated fairly by her air conditioning technician. I can tell you, Arizona homeowners, if you want a list of air conditioning contractors that you can deal with and never have to worry about whether you're being treated fairly or not, go to our website, rosieonthehouse.com, where you'll find a list of Rosie-approved air conditioning, indoor air quality experts and technicians like the boys from Isley's Home Service, who we have in studio here this morning. You can find them at rosieonthehouse.com. But, Derek, if they wanted to contact you direct, what phone number would they call you at, and what's your service area?
So we service pretty much the whole valley. We are located in Gilbert. Our phone number is 480-736-1805.
Very good. Well, we appreciate y'all's input. We were talking about indoor air quality. I don't think you can really talk about, you know, Mary wanted to know about filters, and then we went to an off-the-air break, and that used to be something we could just answer, carte blanche, here's the right answer, boom. But when we had that off-air conversation, we actually addressed like 10 or 12 different things that have to be considered.
Correct. So whenever you're looking at what type of filter, I mean, you always got to consider the size of the machine, the size of the ductwork that's going to that machine for the return air. You got to look at if you had a home energy audit done, if your ducts have been sealed, if you're and really just what you're trying to achieve as far as air quality within the home. So there are multiple factors to look at whenever you're looking at going to buy a filter.
Well, and the great thing about encouraging people to conduct those whole house energy audits is, the utility companies subsidize a part of the cost. It's a tremendous value for roughly $100. They bring out a truck that's got tens of thousands of dollars of equipment on it. They check your indoor air quality. They check your ductwork integrity, both in the supply side and the return air plenum. They check how much your house actually leaks air. And once you've got all that information, you can start attacking the problem by just picking the low-hanging fruit. And then get in and thoroughly and completely design that new system once you know all those things are taken care of.
Correct.
It's really become building science anymore.
It is. And, just like if you were to buy a new home, you'd want all those things done before you got there. But if you have an older home and you haven't had those things done, it's something to highly consider. And obviously, if you run into an emergency where you have to replace the unit before you can do that, you can do that and you can still have it done after the installation was done.
Derek, Kevin, thanks for coming in this morning. Again, if somebody wanted to reach Isley's, the number?
The number would be 480-736-1805.
Rosie Certified Indoor Air Quality and Air Conditioning Experts, the good folks at Isley's Home Services. Thanks for coming in this
morning,
guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Covering the topic of air conditioning.
On the topic of indoor air quality, we didn't really address duct cleaning. Can we just summarize real quick?
Okay.
What type of advertisement to avoid?
Go. It's all yours. The floor is yours. Go.
Just the like a $9.99. Okay, or so this duct cleaning sweep is really, you might as well just flush it down the toilet.
Yeah. So sometimes you'll see a duct cleaning ad for $100 or $200, we'll come out, clean your ducting system. Whenever you have an accurate duct cleaning done, you're going to have a company come out. They're going to remove all the registers within the home. They're going to seal all those registers off with basically glorified saran wrap. They're going to drop cloths laid down throughout the whole home. They're going to hook up a HEPA vacuum to the end of your trunk line, and they're going to run an agitation tool down all of your supplies and your return. They're going to clean your machine and then basically sanitize your ducting system and seal around where all the supply and return cans come to the physical drywall where you have air leaks and so on and so forth throughout the home. So it's usually a half day to a three-quarter day process, and it's usually a lot more extensive than just bringing in a vacuum and cleaning your ducting system.
And done that way, it'll last you.
It should last you, 8 to 10 years without a problem, as long as you're
not something you need to do bi-seasonally.
Correct. Winter.
Some of these $99 services come and do it in the spring, and then they book you in the fall.
Or they come out after they tell you it's $99, and then they do add-on charges. If you want this or if you want this, then it's extra for these items. All so, right.
Well, guys, thanks a bunch for coming in. That wraps the show up for this week. Jennifer Soapbox certainly created quite a bit of activity in this monsoon season. Don't respond to anyone contacting you about work at your home. If you've got damage, contact your insurance company and then contact a licensed, bonded, insured contractor that's got a track record in the state. If you have a question, call us at RosieOnTheHouse.com. Don't get taken advantage of. These two-legged roof rats have got to be run out of the state.